Log Talk Radio.
Shalom, shalom, Chavarim, shalom, shalom, here, here, here. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 72, verse 9. Ethiopia in the Psalms, Ethiopia hidden. Hidden, found in the LXX, ancient Ethiopic scripts, Bibles, also the authorized revised Amharic Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals of the Conquering Lion of the Tribe of Judah, his Imperial Majesty's Bible, Kenamawi Hana Selassie's Bible. We have today's daily psalm, Psalm 72. I'm going to zoom in on verse 9, Ethiopia there. The translator says wilderness, but here, wisdom, the important thing here for the child Rastafari, the Wednesday podcast, the Rastafari podcast here for the Wednesday, Wisdom Wednesday right here. Once again, today's daily psalm is Psalm 72. Give the king, son, thy judgments. And here we find Ethiopia hidden, right? Ethiopia covered up, hidden. In today's daily psalm, in the 9th verse of today's daily psalm, some important prophecies in light of all that's going on presently, right here on this this world stage here, looking at the messianic psalm, Psalm 72. And here for the Wisdom Wednesday. Yes, I.
Salamon Mal, Arsu, bare feet, bone.
These are also the proverbs of Solomon, which the men of Hezekiah, king of Judah, copied out.
Wisdom Wednesday, Psalm 72, verse 9. Study. Here.
Salamta, Betaseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem here on Discipleship Radio.
Here, give ear. Yes, I, natural mystic, long to the ear.
The Proverbs, Chapter 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel, to know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding, to receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, and judgment, and equity, to give subtlety to the simple, to the young man, knowledge and discretion. A wise man will hear and will increase learning, and a man of understanding shall attain unto wise counsels, to understand the proverb and the interpretation, the words of the wise and their dark sayings. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of thy father, and forsake not the law of thy mother, for they shall be an ornament of grace unto thy head, and chains about thy neck. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path. For their feet run to evil, and make haste to shed blood. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. My son, if sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit, we shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Sinners entice thee, consent thou not. If they say, come with us, let us lay wait for blood, let us lurk privily for the innocent, without cause, let us swallow them up alive as the grave, and whole as those that go down into the pit. We shall find all precious substance, we shall fill our houses with spoil. Cast in thy lot among us, let us all have one purse. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, for their feet run to evil and make haste to shed blood. Surely in vain the net is spread in the sight of any bird, and they lay wait for their own blood, they lurk privily for their own lives. So are the ways of everyone that is greedy of gain, which taketh away the life of the owners thereof. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the street. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Wisdom crieth without. She uttereth her voice in the streets. She crieth in the chief place of concourse, in the openings of the gates. In the city she uttereth her words, saying, how long, ye simple ones, will ye love simplicity? And the scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn you at my reproof. Behold, I will pour out my spirit unto you. I will make known my words unto you. Because I have called, and ye refused, I have stretched out my hand, and no man regarded. But ye have set at naught all my counsel, and would none of my reproof. I also will laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your fear cometh. When your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They shall seek me early, but they shall not find me. For that they hated knowledge, and did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would none of my counsel, they despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way, and be filled with their own devices. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkeneth unto me shall dwell safely and shall be quiet from fear of evil.
Hear. Yes, I give ear right here. Wisma, Wisdom Wednesday. Wisdom is a principal saying.
Salamta, Beit Eseb. Greetings and welcome, family, to this special episode of Wisdom Wednesday with the Rastamandem. Here on Discipleship Radio.
Oh, yes, I. So today's daily psalm is Psalm 72. And Ethiopia in that psalm, hidden, but we have the witness of the Ethiopic, His Majesty's Bible, even the Septuagint as witness. And here, just to that word right here as we segue to the evening psalm here for the fourth day of the Shavuah, the fourth day of the 7 days here, what's known as Wednesday here, the fourth day. We have the evening psalm, Psalm 94, going to ride up just now and then get more into today's daily psalm, Psalm 72. But first, We have Zechariah, the remembrance of Jah, the male of Jah, Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 12, verse 8. In that day shall Yahweh defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, as David. And the house of David, the Beit David, shall be as God, as El, as Elohim, as the power, as the source, as Hailahim, as the angel, as the angel of Yahweh of Jehovah before them. That man is the angel. Here, Psalm 72, today's daily psalm according to the royal order, is a messianic psalm. And here, house of David.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And here, into the 21st century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, I of the house of David will still beat Goliath. So here, let's rise up to chant Psalm 94, the evening psalm appointed for the fourth day.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
Psalm 94. O Lord God, to whom vengeance belongeth, O God, to whom vengeance belongeth, show thyself. Lift up thyself, thou judge of the earth, render a reward to the proud. Lord, how long shall the wicked triumph? How long shall they utter and speak hard things, and all the workers of iniquity boast themselves? They break in pieces thy people, O Lord, and afflict thine heritage. They slay the widow and the stranger, and murder the fatherless. Yet they say, the Lord shall not see, neither shall the God of Jacob regard it. Understand, ye brutish among the people, and ye fools, when will ye be wise? He that planted the ear, shall he not hear? He that formed the eye, shall he not see? He that chastiseth the heathen, shall not he correct? He that teacheth men knowledge, shall not he know? The Lord knoweth the thoughts of man, that they are vanity. Blessed is the man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of thy law, that thou mayest give him rest from the days of adversity, until the pit be digged for the wicked. For the Lord will not cast off his people, neither will he forsake his inheritance. But judgment shall return unto righteousness, and all the upright in heart shall follow it. Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Or who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Unless the Lord had been my help, my soul had almost dwelt in silence. And I said, my foot slippeth. Thy mercy, O Lord, held me up. In the multitude of my thoughts within me, thy comforts delight my soul. Shall the throne of iniquity have fellowship with thee, which framest mischief by a law? They gather themselves together against the soul of the righteous and condemn the innocent blood. But the Lord is my defense. My God is the rock of my refuge. And he shall bring upon them their own iniquity and shall cut them off in their own wickedness. Yea, the Lord our God shall cut them off.
love of God keep on shining down along the way. And he got me the love of God keep on shining light each and every hour of the day. And I hear some little music things on rhythm on the station. But these are those who pass through great tribulation. Light on fire and love in front of the plan I was feeling. When I see them about the stone, I'll count down the intensity. In a summer, really, they say, why lose that the love on me, say, I ain't in peace. In this time, don't you name it, you know. Saw them see the fittest of the fittest and to find this dead when I was dead. And see the wicked that we run and we live by that and go home with me that intensity. And let me feel no mistake, love and me say I ain't in peace. Come back and feel no mistake, love and me say I ain't in peace. Yeah, yeah. But when he got love and he got nothing, I would steal ya. But I ain't see love and nothing, I'ma be beloved and I'm a joy. Make love keep on shining every hour of the day. Don't let me feel the sweet job intensity. Cause I can't let me feel the mistake intensity. In the summer of the sea, me tell no fantasy, I ain't no sea. She's not a mistake, but it's not the love of me, say I ain't no sea. Cause it's a judgment time. Yeah, yeah. United we stand. But I say divided we must have the fall.
Still insist to stay in with
Yes, yes, yes. Today's daily psalm, Psalm 72, verse 9. The prophecy. Ethiopia hidden right there. We have wilderness, but then we check with the King of Kings Bible and the LXX and find Ethiopia right there. Prophecy.
Let him worship as God as he desires. We have found a new ideal. Because whilst our God hath no color, and yet it is human to see everything through one's own spectacles, and since the white people have seen their God through their white spectacles, we have only now started to see our God through our own spectacles. We believe in the God of Ethiopia, the everlasting God, and we shall worship him through the spectacles of Ethiopia. Do you know what it is to be a man? To be a man is to bear resemblance of the Creator.
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, an exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself,
There, there, you hear. So here. Today's daily psalm. Let's give a first ear, a couple of Hebrew highlights, and then we'll go deeper into them. Hark, highlight of verse 9. Yes, so right here, today's daily psalm, according to the royal order.
Psalm 72.
Mizmor Ayin Bet Lishlomo, 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 Lishlomo.
Give the king thy judgments, O God, O God, O God.
Elohim mishpatecha lemelech ten, melech ten, melech ten, melech ten.
And thy righteousness unto the king's son, king's son, king's son, king's son.
Vetzidkatecha leven melech, leven melech, leven melech, leven melech.
He shall judge thy people with righteousness, 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 righteousness.
Yadin ammecha vetzedek, 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 vetzedek.
And thy poor with judgment, with judgment. With judgment.
Va'amid yecha v'mishpat 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 v'mishpat.
The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ending, 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 are ending.
Kadamawi, kadamawi. Inflasya!
The whole place is too much.
Here from Haile Selassie's vibe with HSV right here on the African rhythm, African beat. Yes, God. Master Far.
Mazmur Saba'an. Bekenif Saba'hulet. Sila Salamon. አቤቱ ፍርድህን ለንጉስ እድቅህንም ለንጉስ ልጅ ህዝብህን በጽድቅ ችግረኞችህንም በፍርድ ይዳኝ ዘንድ ተራሮችና ከሮፍቶች ለህዝብህ ሰላምን ይቀበሉ። ለችግረኞች ህዝብ በጥቅ ትፈርዳለህ፣ የድሆችንም ልጆች ታድናለህ፣ ክፉውንም ታዋርደዋለህ። ፀሐይ በሚኖርበት ዘመን ሁሉ በጨረቃም ፊት ለፊት ለልጅ ልጅ ይኖራል። እንደ ዝናብ በታጨደ መስክ ላይ በምድርም ላይ እንደሚንጠባጠብ ጠብታ ይወርዳል። በዘመኑም ጽድቅ ያብባል፣ ጨረቃም እስኪያልፍ ድረስ ሰላም ብዙ ነው። ከባህር እስከ ባህር ድረስ ከወንዝም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ይገዛል። በፊቱም ኢትዮጵያ ይሰግዳሉ፣ ጠላቶችም አፈር ይልሳሉ። የተርሴትና የደሴቶች ነገሥታት ስጦታን ያመጣሉ፣ የአረብና የሳባ ነገሥታት እጅ መንሻ ያቀርባሉ። ነገሥታት ሁሉ ይሰግዱለታል፣ አሕዛብም ሁሉ ይገዙለታል። ችግረኛውን ከቀማኛው እጅ ረዳት የሌለውንም ምስኪን ያድነዋል። ለችግረኛና ለምስኪን ይራራል፣ የችግረኞችንም ነፍስ ያድናል። ከግፍና ከጭንቀት ነፍሳቸውን ያድናል። ስማቸው በፊቱ ክቡር ነው፣ እርሱ ይኖራል። ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል፣ ሁል ጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያሉ፣ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል። በምድር ውስጥ በተራሮች ላይ መጠጊያ ይሆናል፣ ፍሬውም ከሊባኖስ ይልቅ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል። እንደ ምድር ሳር በከተማ ይበቅላል፣ ስሙ ለዘላለም ብሩክ ይሆናል። ከፀሐይም አስቀድሞ ስሙ ይኖራል። የምድር አሕዛብ ሁሉ በእርሱ ይባረካሉ፣ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል። ብቻውን ታምራትን የሚያደርግ የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ። የምስጋናው ስም ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይባረክ፣ ምስጋናውም ምድር ሁሉ ይሙላ። ይሁን ይሁን። የእሴይ ልጅ የዳዊት መዝሙር ተፈጸመ።
And here, 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 let's just hear it again, let's hear it again right here. Native speaker Abraham Chabuda reading and chanting Psalm 72 from His Majesty's Bible. Yes, sign the Book of the Seven Seals of Metzahaf Kedus. Here, 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 acapella-wise. Yes, sir.
Mazmur 71, Bekennif 72. Sila Salamon. Avetu ferdihin lenigusit. ጽድቅህንም ለንጉሥ ልጅ ሕዝብህን በጽድቅ ችግረኞችህንም በፍርድ ይዳኝ ዘንድ ተራሮችና ከሮብቶች ለሕዝብህ ሰላምን ይቀበሉ። ለችግረኞች ሕዝብ በጽድቅ ትፈርዳለህ፣ የድሆችንም ልጆች ታድናለህ፣ ክፉውንም ታዋርደዋለህ። ፀሐይ በሚኖርበት ዘመን ሁሉ በጨረቃም ፊት ለፊት ለልጅ ልጅ ይኖራል። እንደ ዝናብ በታጨደ መስክ ላይ በምድርም ላይ እንደሚንጠባጠብ ጠብታ ይወርዳል። በዘመኑም ጽድቅ ያብባል፣ ጨረቃም እስኪያልፍ ድረስ ሰላም ብዙ ነው። ከባህር እስከ ባህር ድረስ ከወንዝም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ይገዛል። በፊቱም ኢትዮጵያ ይሰግዳሉ፣ ጠላቶቹም አፈር ይልሳሉ። የተርሴስና የደሴቶች ነገሥታት ስጦታን ያመጣሉ፣ የአረብና የሳባ ነገሥታት እጅ መንሻ ያቀርባሉ። ነገሥታት ሁሉ ይሰግዱለታል፣ አሕዛብም ሁሉ ይገዙለታል። ችግረኛውን ከቀማኛው እጅ ረዳት የሌለውንም ምስኪን ያድነዋል። ለችግረኛና ለምስኪን ይራራል፣ የችግረኞችንም ነፍስ ያድናል። ከግፍና ከጭንቀት ነፍሳቸውን ያድናል። ስማቸው በፊቱ ክቡር ነው፣ እርሱ ይኖራል። ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል፣ ሁል ጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያሉ፣ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል። በምድር ውስጥ በተራሮች ላይ መጠጊያ ይሆናል፣ ፍሬውም ከሊባኖስ ይልቅ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል። እንደ ምድር ሳር በከተማ ይበቅላል፣ ስሙ ለዘላለም ብሩክ ይሆናል። ከፀሐይም አስቀድሞ ስሙ ይኖራል። የምድር አሕዛብ ሁሉ በእርሱ ይባረካሉ፣ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል። ብቻውን ታምራትን የሚያደርግ የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ። የምስጋናው ስም ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይባረክ። ምስጋናውም ምድር ሁሉ ይሙላ። ይሁን ይሁን። የእሴይ ልጅ የዳዊት መዝሙር ተፈጸመ።
ለገሹን አገረሹ መመለክ መለገሹን ዘንጋሽ ኢትዮጵያ መናሽ
But I want the next verse with Amharic. But I want the next verse with Amharic in other language, because we want a song for each that men gets to realize that people out here know what go on. You know, because we want to ask them if we want to sell out the black people to the Russian. Then him will fight against America. You know. But His Majesty will never join America nor Russia. Although he look closer to America because so much black people in America. So he must closer to America because he's having people. You know. Just as easy as that.
An Israel king is Israel God. And upon the crucifixion tree there, where Jesus Christ is crucified, you see I-N-R-I, I-Nego.
Ethiopia, are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of
Israel. So right here we have today's psalm going in on it. And into it, Psalm 72, special emphasis on verse 9, but the full of today's daily psalm. The theme is God's ideal king, God the king, ideal. In hope, Jah expectant negus. Here, comparing the HSV, Haile Selassie version, of the KJV, and also for witness LXX, especially on verse 9 of today's daily psalm, where it speaks about those who dwell in the wilderness, in the Septuagint and in the Ethiopic Bible and the Royal Amharic Bible, His Majesty's Bible, the Book of the Seven Seals, we have Ethiopia. So here
Zahab Sheba. Me Zahab Sheba. We he in the Hebrew here is that he may live. We he, though in the Judaic the translations say that they may live. KJV is correct that he may live. We he Me Zahab Sheba, that he and he shall live. We Yechi, that he shall live. Some say that they may live. Translate, may he, speaking of Ha Melech, even Negus and Neges, that he live. That he live, Jah live, children, yeah, we Yechi, with this is to be compared, long live, some say, the king. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 24, the origin of the phrase, we have here the origin of the phrase, God save the king, we Yechi, Chai, Chi, that he live, yes, I, Chi, Chai, that he may give them. Some say rather that men may give to him, that men may give to him. And may they pray that may they give to him, may they give to him, and may they pray. And to him shall be given the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, itinually, and daily shall he be praised. That's the KJV right here. And daily he be praised. Here in the Sefer Tehillim Habarim, that they may pray for him continually, itinually, yea, bless him all the day. Kol hayom yebarekenhu, yebarekenhu, yebarekenhu. That bless him, yebarekenhu. Bless him all the day. Kol hayom yebareken, yebarekenhu, yebarekenhu. Bless him all the day. The gold of Sheba, typical of the tribute which will be presented to him. Verse 16, may he be as a rich cornfield in the land upon the top of the mountains. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon, and may they blossom out of the city like grass of the earth. May he be as a rich cornfield. Render this, may there be abundance. May he, may it, may there be an abundance of corn, of corn, upon the top of the mountains. So abundant may the growth be that it will spread upon the sides of the mountains to the very summit thereof. May his fruit rustle like Lebanon. May the corn stalks be tall and thick, so that the sound of the wind sweeping through them will sound like the rustling of the cedars on Mount Lebanon. May they blossom. The subject to be understood is the inhabitants, those in the habitation. May they be as numerous as the blades of grass. The description of the country, this is the description of the country in the reign of Shlomo HaMelech, of Solomon, Negus Solomon. We have this in 1 Kings chapter 4 at verse 20. Verse 17, may his name endure forever. May his name be continued as long as the sun. May men also bless themselves by him. May all nations, all nationalities, call him happy. Wahi, Yehi, Yehi, Yehi Shemo. Let his name be Yehi Shemo le'olam, forever. Lifnei Hashemesh Yinina Yinona Shemo. Yinona Shemo. May his name be continued as long as the sun. May his name be continued. Literally, may his name produce, may his name produce issue. May his name produce issue. Here in verse 17, this is the verse that we sought to really zoom forward to, but do due diligence on verse by verse. But here, verse 17, Chabarim, Yehi Shemo L'Olam Lifnei Hashemesh Yanin. Some point as Yanin Shemo, Yanin Shemo. May his name be continued. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued. Continued as long as the sun. Lifnei, Lifnei Shemesh, Yanin Shemo. Now here we have one of the Ketib Kare. Salam to Tainayas Tavim. Today's daily song we have here, Mezmor Sabah, Hulet, Psalm 72 from the Royal Order, and the Royal Order, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and they have the Order of Melchizedek. We have a song which is themed, the Tesfa Yemir Tabarek O Nagus, the Tesfa. Tesfa, sometimes translated as a hope. We also bring out the sense of expectation, the Tesfa, Sefa, Tesfa, the Tesfa Yemir. Salam to Tainayist Ling. Today's daily psalm we have here, Mezmor Sabah Hulet, Psalm 72 from the Royal Order, and the Royal Order, according to the Royal Order, the Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the Order of Melchizedek, we have a song which is themed, Betesfa Yemir Tabarek O Nagus, Betesfa, Tesfa. Sometimes translated as a hope. We also bring out the sense of expectation, the Tesfa, Sefa, Tesfa, the Tesfa Yemit Ababek, oh, one who is keeping, expecting, right? Also in a sense can be tight, is tight with expectation, is hoping, the king, right? The Tesfa Yemit Ababek, oh, right? And hope, the expectant king, because this psalm, the 72nd psalm, Hebraically in the Sefer Tehillim, it's the Ayin Beit, right? The 72nd Psalm, Psalm LXXII, is seen as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king. Ideal king. And we have the superscription here. Like we begin, in name the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, one source. We begin. Sila Salomon. Salomon, Sila, because of concerning Solomon. The Hebrew we have Lishlomo, 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 Lishlomo in the Hebrew, Shlomo, Shlomo. Bamarinya in the midst of Kedus, we have Sila concerning Salomon, Salomon, because of Salomon. Right, the Hebrew brings out of or for Solomon, right? And some adopt concerning or for Solomon. The view rendered for Solomon, some corrected of Solomon, revised version. It is certainly more, some say, natural to give the preposition the same meaning in the analogous sense, to say of David, Lidawi, Lidavid, right? The subject here treated in the mezmor, in the psalm, is the negus hamelech's, even negus and neges, status, the king's status, and the qualifications as ekziavihers, the sustainer's representative, right, as the sustainer, he who be who he be, as the elect, the siyume, siyume, siyume ekziavihers, as the elect of God, as God, the true good's representative, in the governing of ha'am, the governing of his woo, of the people, of his people, as a gaziah, the sustainer, the true good, the true God, you know, the generous, open-handed, our Father, is righteous, and tzaddik, or we have the tzaddik, right, righteous, and the defender of the weak, the defender of the faith, so must the national ruler, national ruler be, whether it is intended to be a pen picture of Solomon, or some say another king of Israel, some, you know, pose certain doubts, but that's the reason in there. It rather represents today's daily psalm, an idea which strictly conforms to the Hebraic or the Ethiopian Hebrew insistence upon justice, civic righteousness as the foundation of a nation's happiness and stability. in the ancient line of the tribe of Judah and Judaic tribe and tradition, they attach to today's psalm, the 72nd psalm, a messianic interpretation to this mezmor, this chant intonation, which appears in the Targum and some of the interpretation, and also in the Talmud, the Timharit, and some of the ancient teaching, which understood verse 17 as may his, speaking of HaMoshiach, the Messiah's name be Yinon, as long as HaShemesh, as the sun, the Tzahat. Now the language is prayerful, and this supports the reading of the Mezmor, the chant even here in Mezmor Dawit, as an ideal. Many see this as an ideal which was to be realized and recognized in the future. You know, when we say, weep not, behold the line of the tribe of Judah. In his times he shall shew who is the blessed. You know, who is the blessed and the only potentate, the Lord of Lords, King of Kings, just side conquering line of the tribe of Judah. So today's daily psalm we have as Elohim, the true good, the true God's ideal king, also bringing forward that elect, the sense of the elect, right, that greater, you know, that greater, you could say greater than Solomon, you know, the greater Dawit, that Dawit HaMoshiach, the Messiah, to sit upon the throne of David. So today's daily psalm and a couple first words, just to put it within, you know, a good contextual right here, as we have the superscription, bringing out the superscription, and here Kuteran, verse 1 of today's daily psalm. So we have Mezmor Dawit, Sevahu Let, Psalms of David, Mezmor Sevahu Let, 72nd, Sile Solomon, concerning, because of, Solomon, Kuteran, Avetu, Ferdehin Len Gusa Sit, Sitkehinim, Sidikehinim, Sidikehinim Len Gus Lij, Ave to our father's father, O father of the house, for the hint, for judgment, for the hint, the eye, male's judgment, judgment, here in the singular collective sense, for the hint, the eyes, male judgment, le negus, to the king, sit, give, for the hint, le negusa, sit, give the king, the negus, the I, male, judgment, judgment in the singular collective sense, tzedek, tzedekehinim, tzedek, righteousness, tzedekehinim, the I, male's righteousness, and the I's male righteousness, tzedekehinim, led negus, to the king, lich, to the king's lich, to the king's child, to the king's son. Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim. We have Elohim. Misha peteka limeleka ten. Give to the king. Give to the melech, even negus, negus neges, thy judgment, O Elohim, true good, true God. Avetu, thy father's father, Ab of the Beit. Avetu, for dehin le negus sit. Sidkehinim len gus lich kuter hulet his behina betzidik chigrenyo chihinim beferda yidanzin. Here, verse 2, he shall judge thy people with righteousness and thy poor with judgment. His behin, the eye, his people, the eye, male people, his behin, that's edik, righteousness, justice, righteousness, the poor, with righteousness. It's interesting, the word, that's edik, as we have Melchizedek, his behin, that's edik, chigrenyo chihinim, and the chigrenyo KJV brings out thy poor, the sense of poor, or we say the troubled ones. There's a saying, we say, chigayelim, like no problem, but those who do have problems, trouble, trials, and tribulation. Here brings out the sense of poor, in the KJV, Chigrenyoche. The eyes poor, the eyes troubled ones, the Chigrenyochehinim. The third Yedain Zen. So we have here in verse 2, and thy poor ones, Chigrenyoche Hinim, and thy poor ones, the third in judgment, with judgment, Yedain, right, to judge. In that sense, bringing out the Danya, right? The Dayan, we have also within the Hebrew sense, Yedain Zen, the third Yedain Zen, Kuter Sos, verse 3, Tararochina, Korebtocha Lehizbih, Salamina Yikabalu, Tararochina, Korebtoch Lehizbih, Salamina Yikabalu. Here, verse 3 says, the mountains shall bring peace, shalom, to the people, and the little hills, by righteousness. Bamarinya, it's interesting here, we have Taharoch, the mountains, Na and Korebtoch, and the hills, Lehizbih, for the eye, speaking to he would be, we be directly, the eye male people, Lehizbih, Salamin, with the direct object mark of the Nis, Salamin, Yikabalu, they shall receive, be receptive, right, be receiving, right, receiving Kabbalah, in that sense, the Kabbalah, Yikabalu, it says bring, shall receive peace. Right, peace. Kuter Arat, verse 4. Le Chigrenyo Chahiz Betzidekatifardale. Ye de Hoch Nema Lichocha Tadinale. Kufu Nim Tawardewale. Here we have verse 4. He shall judge the poor of the people, he shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the KJV has oppressor, rephrase, the downpressor, crush, to crush the downpressor. So here in these first, we'd say seven verses here, today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm according to the royal order, we have the righteous, right, the righteous, the tzaddik, right, that tzaddik, you know, that one is righteous, the negus. Alright, even Melchizedek. Yes, right. So here in verse 4 it says, Let Chigrenyoch. Remember the word in verse 2 translated as the poor, the ones of Chigar. Right, Chigrenyoch, his, the poor people, Betzidik, in righteousness, and Tefardale, the high male, the high will judge, the high judges and will judge, yet the Hochinim. Now there's some nuances of terms. Like here it says the Dehoch. It's translated as the needy. Yeah, Dehochinim Lijoch, the children of the needy. The children of the needy, Tadinale, you make Dehna, you make them good. You save them in that sense. Save them also, the sense of saving and making well and good. Right? The children of the needy, Kufu Nim. Kufu, and here it brings out the sense of the wicked, right? Even the ratchet, the kufun, right? The ratchet, right? Tawar dawale, you will humiliate in that sense of humble them, right? Cause them to come down. The Hebraic sense is even a little more forceful in the sense of the crush. But even that humiliation, right? The man of wealth, the wicked ones of the wealth, who had employed it to exploit, they would not be able to protect themselves from such a humiliation. Here, Kuter Amis, verse 5. Sahai, Bemi, Nor, Rebeta, Zemen, Hulu, Becharekam, Fita, Lelij, Lija, Yinorab. Here we have verse 5. It says, they shall fear thee, more better respect thee, but let's read what it says. They shall reverence thee, respect thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. Here we have the Tzahai, sun, beni, norbeta, in that which it is or dwells, a zemen, in the time in which it dwells, hulu, in all the time in which the Tzahai, the sun, is dwelling. Tzahai, beni, norbeta, zemen, hulu, the Cherakam is the word for moon in the Royal Amharic. We had the Cherakam, and in the moon, feet to feet, by face to face, a lich to the children's children, yinoral, it will endure. It will endure right here. It will endure right here. It's interesting, just the sense, even when we look at, you know, the sense of what does it say regarding fear? The fear is not right there when we come to verse 5. And for the, you know, the Talmudim, the Dek Mezamorit, a good study, you know, in the Metzaf Kedus of Negus and Neges is both the Hebrew and also like the Septuagint to see where the readings, you know, how the readings are influenced or clarified by one or the other. But yes, I right here, riding up to Kuta Sedis, to verse 6, it says, in the Zanah be tachede mesik lie, the midrim lie in the mean tabat ebat ebatai yuardal. So here it says, he shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water, as showers that water the earth. So we have Bamarinya in there like the Zanav, the rain, Betacheda, Mesiklai. You know, there we have upon the Mon, Betacheda, the Mesik, the field, the Mon field. You know, Abed Mizrim lie upon the earthly plain in the mean Tevatev, that which drips the Tevatah like the drops, the showers, Yewardal, he will come down, right? He will descend, the visitation of his divine majesty. In his times he shall shew who is the blessed and only potentate, Lord of lords, King of kings, Jesai, Lion of the tribe of Judah. So here, for verse 7, which in the first part of today's daily psalm, these first 7 verses, the righteous king, right, that description. So here, Kuter Sevat, verse 7, Bezemenum Tzirika Yababad, Cherek Amas Ki Yalifa Deres Salam Bizuno. Here we have in verse 7, in his days, Bezemenum Tzirika Yababad, in his days, righteous, it says here, the righteous shall flourish, KJV. Here the tzedek is more like the righteousness. In his days, righteousness, yababah, abadah, right? You know, abadah, like to sprout up, to grow, will grow up. Bezemenun his. So we know that majesty, negus, and neges, kermah, harselati, brofoda, adis, zemen. And the scripts say that in his times he shall shew. So it prophesies of the visitation of his imperial majesty, Gurmawi Karmawi Hara Selassie. So even here in verse Kuter Sabat, verse 7, Bezemenum, and you can look up the Adis Zemen, even the newspaper announcing that new age, Bezemenum Tzedek Yababal, and the Ababal will spring up. Addis Ababa, right? And they have over there Tel Aviv, right? Addis Ababa, right? Not Addis Ababa, that we don't have a new father, but we have a new flower, right? The Zemenum Tzidik Yababal, Charakam, and the moon is Kiya Lifteres Salam Bizudno. Interesting, this verse right here, and abundance of peace so long as the moon endureth, KJV brings out, and the moon is ki yalif right until it like passes, it's ki alif, the sense of passing, the rest. Salam bizuno. Now there's another way to also interpret that right there, looking at the prophetic times in the UW Jubilee sense. But make I and I push forward now to the second section right here, verses 8 to 14, speaking of may his dominion extend to all peoples. Right, to all peoples, and we can say to all nations, right, to all peoples in the fuller fullness of the prophetic type. So here, Kutel Cement, verse 8. Kabahir is kabahir deres, ka wenzim is ka mitir dacha deres aygezan. He shall have dominion. He shall have dominion, Yigeza, dominion, Geza, also from sea to sea. From sea to sea, Kabahir, Iska Bahir Deres, reaching from sea to sea, and from the river Kawenzim, Wenz, river Kawenzim, and from the river Iska Mizr Dacha Deres, and from the river to the ends of the earthly, the midr, the earthly plain, Yikezal, he shall have dominion. Kutar Zeteng, verse 9, Befituma Ethiopia, Yisegdalu, Kalatochum Afer Yilsalu. Here we have a very, very important verse. If you give ear, here in verse 9, right, we have Ethiopia. Right, we'll see it in the scriptures, in the Metzach Kedush, the Book of the Seven Seals, and the connection of Ethiopia right here. Let's look at this right here, brothers and sisters, as we also have the Septuagint, right? Also study and bring out some things sometimes to clarify, right? To clarify. And that's, it says the same thing in the Septuagint, right? We have in the Septuagint, in Enopion Otto, Propesuntai Ethiopes, Kai Hoi Ekatroi Oto, Juan Lexusin, and before him Ethiopians shall fall down, and his enemies shall lick, and his enemies thus shall lick. Khun, Khun, Chun, Khun, Lexusin, they're gonna lick Lexusin, Lexusin, Lixun, they're gonna lick the dust, right? But it says before him, Ethiopians. So we have this in the Septuagint, as well as we have it in the Metzach Kedush, but this is not often fully brought out in the KJV, as the KJV reads very interesting here in correspondence with Sendet to Midrebeda, also in the season when, one of the times in the season when this psalm is read. It says here, they that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. Here in Kutar, verse 9, it says, Befitum, and in his presence, his face, his perception before him, Befitum, Ethiopia Yisegdalu, will prostrate, even in a sense worship. Before him, Ethiopia will worship, will prostrate, Telatochum, and his enemies or haters, Afer. The Afer Yilsal will lick the Afer, will lick the dust, and another one gone, and another one gone. Another one bites the dust, they'll bite the dust, they'll lick the dust. Elatochum Afer Yilsal. So we have the witness here of the Septuagint as well, in Nopion Otu, Propesuntai Ethiopes, Ethiopes. Before him, Ethiopes, Ethiopia, Ethiopians shall fall down, or in that sense of prostrate, and Yisegdalu, in that sense of worship, and his enemies thus shall lick, Kai Hoi Ekatroi Oto Huen Ohon Hon Lexosin. They shall lick the dust, or as you have Bamrenya in the Metzach Kedush, Telatochum Afer Yisalu. So here in verse 9 we have for the wilderness, make note, it says Ethiopia. because different kinds of wilderness, even in the scripture, we need to pay attention to, as we can see even within the Torah portion, reading and feeding. But here, moving forward to Kutel Asar, right, to verse 10. Yetarse sinna, yedesitocha negestata sitotana yametalu. Yaredina, yesaba negestata ija menshana yakarvalu. Here says the kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba, it says right here, shall offer gifts. In the Metaf Kedus in the Mezmore Dawit of Negus Neges here, Negus Neges Targum Kutarasa, it says, Yetarse Sinna Yet Desitoch Negestata Sitotan Yametal. Okay, that part basically that of Tarsis of ancient, some say Spain, right? Tarsis, Tarsis, and the Isles, Desitoch Negestata Kings, Sitotan, gifts. Gift Yamet Alu, they'll bring the gift. The singular implying the collective. Each one of them bring a gift. Yet Arev, the Arev, here it says the Arev in the KJV, it says Sheba, the Arev Bina and Saba. And Seba, Saba Negestan, the kings, Ijam and Shan, almost like raising up the hand, like saluting Yakarvalu. Yakarvalu, like in a sense that's what they will like present, you know, they will be offered, they're offered their submission, their service, to say, you know, almost like at their service. Kuta Asara'an, Negestato Hulu Yisegadulata, Ahzabim Hulu Yigazulata. Here we have, yea, all the kings shall fall down before him. Negestat Hulu, the Negestat kings, Hulu, the entirety, totality of kings, Yisegadulata. They will fall down, they will prostrate, they will worship to him. Yisegadu, prostrating, worshiping, bowing, leta to him. We have the 72 nations, right? There's those 72 nations and the coronation, November 2nd, 1930. It says, in his times, he shall shew who is the blessed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem, the only potentate, right, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, right, and him who imbibes within him that immortality, his word, Jesus, the word made flesh. So here we have in this verse, the kings, all the kings, Yisegdulatam, Ahazabim, Hulu, and all the people, the international community, you could say the nations, Yigazulatam, shall serve, right? Shall serve. So in essence, fall under his dominion, the King of Kings. And we can really see it for Babylon to fight it, but still, you know, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, you know, the victor. So here we go to verse Kutel Asarahulet, Chiglenyawin, Naka Emanyaw Ij, Redata Yelelonim, Miskina Yadnawalina, he shall deliver the needy. Here has the Chigrenyao, the needy, when he says he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also and him that hath no helper. This is how the KJV. Now we're already seeing that the LXX, or at least one I've heard, that the LXX brings out like the King of Kings, Metzav Kedus, the Mezmor Dawit, like His Majesty's Bible, brings out the Ethiopia. We said Ethiopia hidden in 72 and 9. Psalm, at least that part, did not come out, you know what I mean, within the translation. So here is an interesting part right here, because this verse is more like he rescued the poor from the hand, or we could say like from the hand of the robber, like almost like the burglar, the mighty one, but in the sense of, you know, a plunder, Emmanuel, right, from the thieves. By the red dot, a helper, Yelelawunim, one who does not have miskin. Miskin, you know, miskin sometimes is brought out as afflicted, one who is even verily or heavily afflicted, right? The needy one, in that sense, miskin, right? Yadnawam, Yadan, Yadan, Adana, Yadana, Yadano, Yadnawalana, for he will save and he'll make them dechna, you know, then good. He'll make their condition good, well, right, and safe. So here we have Kutara Asara, Asara Source, verse 13. Let Chagrenya na le miskin yarara, ye Chagrenyoch ne manes, Yadna, Yadna. So here, again, still continuing on the theme, right, of the poor and the needy. He shall spear, it says, the poor and needy. Here, yarara, he shall pity. Right, pity, take that tender compassion, almost like one will say, only a mother can have for her child. In that sense is the compassion that you have on the lechegrenya, the chegrenya na, and the miskin, the poor, chegrenya, and the miskin, and the needy, and shall save the soul, right, of the poor, or we say the poor, the troubled one, yet chegrenyo chinim, nes, the nes, nefesh. Right, next, the psyche, yadinal, make it good, you know, because they say like the poverty and deprived of basic things, you know, can be maddening, but he will save their psyches, their souls, yet, chagrayoch nim nes, yadinal. So here we have Kuter Asara Arat, verse 14, Asara Arat Kagasinya. Kagafinya, kagafinna, gafinna, kachinket, nesachwina yadna, simacho befitua kuburna. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence. From the seed of the guf, in that sense of like pushing and shoving, like, yeah, because of violence, and the chinkat is also anxiety, stress, tightness, right? Nefsacho, their soul, yadnal, he will, yadnal, he will save and make them dechna, denna, dana, coming to that same root, denna, make them well. Samacho, their names, this is interesting. Here we have Bamarinya, their names. If you read the King James Version, it says, and precious shall be their blood in his sight. Now one might say, okay, there's a difference. Well, there's a difference because which ancient manuscripts, as we reflect on the ancient manuscripts, in the Hebrew it brings out the damam, right? The damam, their blood, right? Yekara damam be'aynayu. Right, in his eyes, their blood is precious, and we find that also in the good. Is the here bringing in the Adis Al-Kidan New Covenant sense, the Simacho, the blood, their name. It says right here, their name. Here it doesn't say their names, but it says their name. Now, if you look in the Septuagint likewise says, and valued name, his shall be before them. And valued name, Simacho, when it says their blood, right, damam, that's the Hebrew, but bringing forward the clarity in the new covenant, is their name. Their name is really his name, in that sense, their name, the fitu, in his presence, their name, right, their name, a singular name, the fitu, in his presence, kubur, precious, valued. Honorable, kabur, right? Kaburno, right? Is honorable in his presence. Each of these verses is a very good adaptation. But here, in completing this 14th verse right here, making the link right here, as we move forward, you know, at a lively pace with some of the basics of today's daily psalm in the Metzav Kedus, we have verses 15 to 17. 15 to 17 brings out the prayers. The prayers on Hamelech, even Nagus, Negash, the prayers on the king's behalf, right? The prayers on the king's behalf, we have verses 15 to 17. Kutar Asara Amis, verse 15. Arsu Yinoram, ከአረብም ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል። ሁልጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያል፣ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል። So here it reads KJV, and he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him or to him continually, itinually, and daily shall he be praised. Recognize the full messianic sense, Christ and his kingly character of today's daily psalm. Kuta asara mis arsu, he himself, you know, Rab, will dwell. Arsu, you know, Rab. Ka arebim, arebim work, he said to Tav. And from the gold of the Areb, right, they will give him Hur Gizem, and always what Arsu to him, towards him, is Elial, right? They will pray always towards him. Not in the sense of just left for him, but towards him, in other words, to him, Yisrael, Zawatarim, and continually, itinually, Yibarkutam. They will bless, and continually they will bless. Baruch HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch Hashem. They will itinually bless him. Kutara Asara Siddis, Asara Siddis. We have verse 16, B'mizaru Wista, B'tararo Chulai, Metegia Yehonam. Freywim Kalibano, Sayilika Kafkafila, Inda Mizra Sara, B'katama Yibekla. Here we have, there shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Libanos, like Lebanon. And they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. The effect, right, of that respect, the prayers, right, to the true king, the king of kings. Blessing always, itinually here, midrim, the mizrim, the mizrwist in the earth, right, in the land, earthly plane, the tararoch lie in the mountains, the extraterrestrial, the above the terra firma, the highlands, the mountain, the tararoch lie, metegia, a refuge, a close place. Even a place of grace, Metegia Yehonah. He will be a refuge, a sanctuary. Selassie is the chapel. Freywim and his fruit, Freywim and his fruit, Kalibanos from Lebanon, Yilik, more than Lebanon, Kef, Yilal, it's high, even more abundant than Libanos. In the context of the word pick, that's saying enough. In the midr, as the earthly plane, sar grass, the katama yibek lal, in the city, right, will sprout up. It'll sprout up in the city. Kuter, Asara Sabat, verse 17. Simu lezalalem baruch yehonal. Because ahayim ask edmo, simu yinoram. Ye midr ahizav hulu ba'arisu ye barrekal. Ahizav hulu yamaseg nutal. Here we have, his name shall endure for Iva Simu. When we speak of the Hashem, he and them heart, Simu, his name, Lezalalem, for Iva, for the world, the Father, and Lezalalem, Baruch, right? Baruch, HaKadosh, Baruchu, Baruch, Hashem. Baruch Yehonal is Baruch, is blessed. Kut Ahayim Askedmo, Sumu Yinoral. KJV brings out, his name shall be continued, itinued, as long as the sun. Here in the Royal Amharic brings out the sense of Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, Kut Ahayim, and from the Tzahai, the sun, Askedmo, before, previous, prior to. the Adam, you know, before even the first, but the first in the sense of even before the first, as Kedmo, from previous, Semu, his name, right, you know, Rav, it abides, it dwells, it be, yeah, Midzer, Ahizab, Hulu, all the peoples, all the ethnicities of the earthly plane, yeah, Midzer, Ahizab, Hulu, the Arsu. The Arsu in him, in him himself, and none other. Yibarikalo, Yibarikalo. They will be blessed. They will be blessed. Ahzab Hulu and all the peoples, Ahzab Hizboch and the Ahzab, all the people that the Goyim, all the ethnicities, nationalities, entities, nationalities. Yameseg Nutal. They will pray. They will give Miskana thanks and praise. They will praise him. So now here, coming to the fulfillment, we have verses 18 to 19, a concluding doxology. Remember that the Mezmur, the Psalms, were in a sense like the ancient liturgy, right? The chant, right up the chant, the liturgy on different times and different seasons and occasions, teaching Ionai to number Ionai days. And here in the season, we have Kuter Asara Semit. We have verse 18 to 19 closing, doxology, a good word, orthodox, a doxology. Alright, good praise. Says Bichawin Ta'amratin Yaniya Darik Ya Israel Amlak Egziari Her Yibarek. Here it says, Blessed be the Lord God. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. Ya Israel Amlak Egziari Her Yibarek. Who only doeth wondrous things, Bichawin alone, him alone, Bichawin, and alone, the Bahitawi, that sense in the Ge'ez, but the Bichawin, Ta'amrat, that which is of high intel. Amazing, wondrous, awesome, Ta'amratin, Yemiyadarik, the one who does what he does, Israel, Amlak, the source of Israel, Egeziavi, the sustainer, the good, the generous, the open-handed, Ab, Father, Yibarek, is blessed, right, blessed, Yibarek. Right, is blessed be. Right, blessed be, he be blessed. And we have also in the Hebrew, Baruch Yahweh, Elohim Yisrael. Bringing out right there one of the word sounds, you know, of praise. Right, and the Baraka. Kuter Asara Zetain, verse 19. Yem Miskanao Sim Le Alemina Le Zalalem Yibarek. Miskanaoima Midrin Hulu Yimla Yehuna Yehun. And blessed be his glorious name. Yem Miskanao Sim, his Miskanad name, his praiseworthy name, his eyes is worthy name, Yemiskanao Sim, Le Alemina, Le Zilalem Yibarek, for the world and the forever, skipping, jumping, the world without end, Yibarek, is blessed, Yibarek, Miskanao Wim, and his praise, his eyes has made the whole earth be filled with his glory. Here, continuing in the Metzav, it deals with the sense of the Miskana, his Miskana, Miskanaum, Midrin, Hulu, Yimla, and all of the earthly plane, Midrin, Hulu, Yimla, may it fill, may his praise, his Miskana, fill all the earthly plane, Yehuna, Yehun, corresponding to the Amen. the Amen, let it be, let it be so, and be what it be, let it be, it will be, Yehun, 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 the Amen, Amen. And here we have the, some call this an editorial note right here, but the Hukut El-Haya, Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor Tefet Emet. Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor Tefet Emet. The prayers, in the English, KJV, it says the prayers of Dawid, David, the son of Jesse, are ended. Right, Yishai, right, Yeh Isay Lij, Yeh Dawit Mezmor. Here it says the Mezmor, the chant of David, Tefet Emet, right, are fulfilled. You know, like, it is fulfilled. It is finished. It's fulfilled in that sense. Like, it's completed. Right? Some say ended. It's fulfilled. Now, it is said that the Amen, Ramein, that's the response. So that also brings up the sense of the liturgy, the Kedase, the Kaddish sense of today's daily psalm, the 72nd psalm, and also the prophecy, right, fulfilled by Gormawi Kermawi Haile Selassie, November 2nd, 1930, the 72 nations, right, the Siyume Egziavi has the elect, the representative, right, of PVD, yes, I, praise be the Almighty, yes, I.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel? Saith the Lord.
Mazmur Saba'an, Bakinif. ስለ ሰለሞን አቤቱ ፍርድህን ለንጉሥ
ጽድቅህንም ለንጉሥ ልጅ ሕዝብህን በጽድቅ ችግረኞችህንም በፍርድ ይዳኝ ዘንድ ተራሮችና ከሮብቶች ለሕዝብህ ሰላምን ይቀበሉ። ለችግረኞች ሕዝብ በጽድቅ ትፈርዳለህ፣ የድሆችንም ልጆች ታድናለህ፣ ክፉውንም ታዋርደዋለህ። ፀሐይ በሚኖርበት ዘመን ሁሉ በጨረቃም ፊት ለፊት ለልጅ ልጅ ይኖራል። እንደ ዝናብ በታጨደ መስክ ላይ በምድርም ላይ እንደሚንጠባጠብ ጠብታ ይወርዳል። በዘመኑም ጽድቅ ያብባል፣ ጨረቃም እስኪያልፍ ድረስ ሰላም ብዙ ነው። ከባህር እስከ ባህር ድረስ ከወንዝም እስከ ምድር ዳርቻ ድረስ ይገዛል። በፊቱም ኢትዮጵያ ይሰግዳሉ፣ ጠላቶችም አፈር ይልሳሉ። የተርሴስና የደሴቶች ነገሥታት ስጦታን ያመጣሉ፣ የአረብና የሳባ ነገሥታት እጅ መንሻ ያቀርባሉ። ነገሥታት ሁሉ ይሰግዱለታል፣ አሕዛብም ሁሉ ይገዙለታል። ችግረኛውን ከቀማኛው እጅ ረዳት የሌለውንም ምስኪን ያድነዋል። ለችግረኛና ለምስኪን ይራራል፣ የችግረኞችንም ነፍስ ያድናል። ከግፍና ከጭንቀት ነፍሳቸውን ያድናል። ስማቸው በፊቱ ክቡር ነው፣ እርሱ ይኖራል። ከአረብም ወርቅ ይሰጡታል፣ ሁል ጊዜም ወደ እርሱ ይጸልያሉ፣ ዘወትርም ይባርኩታል። በምድር ውስጥ በተራሮች ላይ መጠጊያ ይሆናል፣ ፍሬውም ከሊባኖስ ይልቅ ከፍ ከፍ ይላል። እንደ ምድር ሳር በከተማ ይበቅላል፣ ስሙ ለዘላለም ብሩክ ይሆናል። ከፀሐይም አስቀድሞ ስሙ ይኖራል። የምድር አሕዛብ ሁሉ በእርሱ ይባረካሉ፣ አሕዛብ ሁሉ ያመሰግኑታል። ብቻውን ታምራትን የሚያደርግ የእስራኤል አምላክ እግዚአብሔር ይባረክ። የምስጋናው ስም ለዓለምና ለዘላለም ይባረክ፣ ምስጋናውም ምድር ሁሉ ይሙላ። ይሁን ይሁን። የእሴይ ልጅ የዳዊት መዝሙር ተፈጸመ።
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, splendor to the sun, in exalted power to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, to the lion, in his divine being to the kings of Israel, divine being to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, to the kings of Israel, and at times to God, and at times to God, and at times to God himself, 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 himself.
The Ark of Covenant is supposedly somewhere in Ethiopia. That's why we went into Somalia, because Ethiopia is next to the Somalia. For all you folks who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this, who don't know this.
Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountain. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, who only doeth wondrous things. And blessed be his glorious name forever. And let the whole earth be filled with his glory. Amen and amen. The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ended. Are ended. Are ended. Are ended.
יהי שמו לעולם, לפני שמש ינון שמו, ויתברכו בו, כל גויים יאשרו.
His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed. Blessed. Blessed.
Kol goyim ye'asheruhu.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel. God of Israel. God of Israel.
Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael.
Who only doeth wondrous thing. Wondrous thing. Wondrous thing.
Ose niflaot levado. Levado. Levado.
And blessed be his glorious name forever. Forever. Forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, 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 לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל
הארץ. Amen, 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 amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen. קלו תפילות David ben Yishai.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ending. 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 Are ending.
What is true?
David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd.
It is good that you are here to record this picture of me in my palace garden at Addis Ababa. People who see this throughout the world will realize that even in the 20th century, with faith, courage, and a just cause, David will still beat Goliath.
And David, my servant, shall be king over them, and they all shall have one shepherd. They shall also walk in my judgments and observe my statutes and do them. And they shall dwell in the land that I have given unto Jacob, my servant, wherein your fathers have dwelt. And they shall dwell therein, even they and their children, and their children's children, forever. And my servant David shall be their prince forever. Moreover, I will make a covenant of peace with them. It shall be an everlasting covenant with them, and I will place them and multiply them, and will set my sanctuary in the midst of them forevermore. My tabernacle also shall be with them. Yea, I will be their God, and they shall be my people. And the heathen shall know that I, the Lord, do sanctify Israel, when my sanctuary shall be in the midst of them forevermore. Evermore. Evermore. Evermore.
Evermore. I shall never pray.
Them mostly things say, them can't stop me from sing.
Cause I saw the light, no more darkness.
never step with me in the life. Yeah.
One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire, all when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet scatter. Me a thought it's real, the pain me a feel. Them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind, fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a time and a time stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. Say what you want, say the way you feel. Me no best friends, so we coulda never deal. Real, find me try stop the meal. Seems like you a send me to the battlefield. Press what you want, press, are you a steal? Run what you want, run, are you a wheel? Then straight up, then I coulda what you feel. Man a soldier, so me coulda never kneel. One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. Tell dirty mind, bad mind fi fence with. Them coulda never live fi bench with. Cause to just give the praise fi essence of the so. We basket no empty. Enough time, them try fi tempt me. Must it show me a lead by far and them see. Them team up and a time and a time stop me time from. Me make me empty. But a one man, me fear of the father. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta. One man me fear, I did Messiah. Me a boy believe in a prayer. Me step on the battlefield without no steel. All when set a fire. All when me numb, no food, no water. The love me never yet shatter. Me a thought it's for real. The pain me a feel, them a kill with some vendetta.
The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, 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 even in Jerusalem, 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 even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, even in Jerusalem. The Lord also shall save the tents of Judah first, that the glory of the house of David and the glory of the inhabitants of Jerusalem do not magnify themselves against yourselves, 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 against yourselves. In that day shall the Lord defend the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and he that is feeble among them at that day shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, 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 as the angel of the Lord before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them, before them. And the house of David shall be as God, shall be as David, and the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord, 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 the angel. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall 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 house as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before them. And the house of David shall be as God, as the angel of the Lord before 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 of the Lord before.
We can rely on the cancer rely on most tighter. You're the only one we can rely on. The cancer rely on most tighter. You're the only one we can rely on.
look back, but here this we are climbing Jacob's ladder, listen, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, listen, we are climbing Jacob's ladder, listen, soldiers of the cross, I feel you say select.
Call in to hear the fuller full now, or hopefully catch it on the replay. 515-602-9761 to hear the fuller full now. Call in. 515-602-9761. Call in 515-602-9761. Call in.
Many are calling, no? Many are called, but few are choosing. Many are called, but few are choosing. I was called, and I was chosen. It's funny, but it's true.
Evil boy, everything takes time. Evil boy, everything takes time.
For my next number, I'd like to return to the classics.
מזמור עין בית לשלמה. אלוהים משפטיך למלך תן, וצדקתך לבן מלך. ידין עמך וצדק, וענייך ומשפט. יישאו הרים שלום לעם, וגבעות בצדקה. ישפוט עניי עם, יושיע לבני אביון, ודכה עושק. יראוך עם שמש, ולפני ירח דורדורים, ירד כמטר על גז, כרביבים זרזיף ארץ, יפרח בימיו צדיק, ורוב שלום עד בלי ירח, וירד מים עד ים, ומנהר עד אפסי ארץ, לפניו יכרעו ציים, ואויביו עפר ילחכו, מלכי תרשיש ואיים, מנחה ישירו, מלכי שבה ושבה אשכר יקרינו. וישתחוו לו כל מלכים, כל גויים יעבדוהו. כי יציל אביון משבע, ועני ואין עוזר לו. יחוס על דל ואביון, ונפשות אביונים יושיע. מתוך ומחמאס יגאל נפשם, ויקר דמם בעיניו. ויחי, ויתן לו מזהב שבא, ויתפלל בעדו תמיד, כל היום יברכן הוא. יהי פיסת בר בארץ, בראש הרים ירעש, כל לבנון פריו, ויציצו מעיר כעשב הארץ. יהי שמו לעולם, לפני שמש ינון שמו, ויתברכו בו, כל גויים יאשרוהו. ברוך אדוני אלוהים אלוהי ישראל, עושה נפלאות לבדו, וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, אמן ואמן, קלו תפילות. David Ben Mishai.
In a different exposition, the verse, even the verse from today's song, from Mizmor Ayin Beit, Psalm 72, Psalm LXXII, hear, hear, hear. In a different exposition, the verse is read,
Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory to the king's son. Elohim, mishpatecha le melektein, witzikateka le ben melek. Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy victory, witzikateka, and thy victory to the king's son, witzikateka le ben melek. Hear judgments, mishpat, mishpat, thy judgments, mishpatecha. Hear judgments, mishpat, mean punishments. David said to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, blessed be He, I accept the punishments, but surely, therefore, thou wilt give thy victory. Tzidkatecha. Thy victory to the king's son, Li Ben Melech. Therefore, thou wilt give thy victory with the Kateka Li Ben Melech to the king's son, to Shlomo, Li Shlomo. Another comment on give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness, Elohim, mishpatecha le melektein, witzikateka, and thy righteousness. Here, melek, king, means Moshiach. Ha-melek means the king Messiah, of whom it is said, even in Yeshayahu, Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 11, verse 1a, verse b, 3b, to c, and verse 4a, where it reads, and there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes, neither decide after the hearing of his ears, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'yatza choter mi'gezah, 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 mi'gezah. Yishai, Migeza, Yishai. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. We yatza choter Migeza, Migeza, Yishai, Yishai. Vinachah alayo ruach Yahuwah. And the spirit of he who be who he be, the spirit of Jehovah Ruach Yahuwah, shall rest upon him. V'nachah alayo Ruach Yahuwah. V'lo le'mare aynayo yishpot. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. V'lo le'mare aynayo yishpot. Neither decide after the hearing of his ears. The law le mishma'a aznayowa yokiyach. Neither decide after the hearing of his ears. With law le mishma'a aznayo yokiyach. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. V'shafata b'tzedeka dalim. But with righteousness shall he judge the poor. V'shafata b'tzedeka dalim. And decide with equity for the meek of the land.
V'chokiach V'michor L'anye Anve Eret L'anwe Eret and decide with equity for the meat of the land. V'chokiach V'michor L'anwe Eret. And there shall come forth a shoot out of the stock of Jesse. Ve'yatza choter mi'geza'a Yishai. And the spirit of Yahuwah, of Jehovah, he who be, who he be, shall rest upon him. Ve'nachah aylayo ruach Yahuwah. And he shall not judge after the sight of his eyes. With lo limare aynayo ayishpota, neither knows the sight after the hearing of his ears. With lo limishma'a aznayo yokiach, but with righteousness shall he judge the poor. With shafata bitzedek adalim, and decide with equity for the meek of the land. V'chokiach b'mishor l'anwe aret. Rav Eliezer, Elizator, where there is no judgment, there will be judgment. And where there is judgment, there will be no judgment. How so? Because when courts on earth render judgment, there will be no judgment in Shemaim, in heaven. But when no judgment is rendered on earth, there will be judgment b'Shemaim, in heaven, in the heavens. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will sit in judgment upon the guilty and make them pay. But when judgment is rendered on earth, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, will say, what is there for me to do? This was my calling. As it is said, even in Isaiah, in Isaiah chapter 30, verse 18, for the Lord is a God of justice. Ki Elohe Mishpata Yahuwah, for Jehovah, he who be, who he be, is a God, Elohim, of justice. Ki Elohe Mishpata Yahuwah. When ye walk in my statutes and keep my commandments and do them. Even here, Vayikra, Leviticus. Leviticus chapter 26 verse 3, where it reads, when ye walk, when your walk, when your trod in my statutes, and keep my commandments, and do them. Yim b'chukotai telechu, v'eta mitotai tishmeru, va'etzitem otam, if ye walk, if ye trod in my statutes, yim b'chukotai telechu, and keep my commandments, v'eta mitotai tishmeru, and do them. Va'etzitem otam. If ye walk in my statutes and my commandments and do them, that is, when y'all have taken up my calling, I shall seek another calling. As it is said in the next verse, then will I give your rains in their season. Then I will give your rain in their seasons. Even here. Vayikra, Leviticus chapter 26, verse 4. ונתתי גישה מכם באיתם. Then I will give your rains in their season. ונתתי גישה מכם באיתם. Hence, here, 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 it is said even in today's daily psalm, Mizmor Ayin Beit, in Psalm 72, verse 2 and verse 3a, it reads, He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and the poor with justice. The mountains shall bring peace to the people. Yadin amecha v'tzedeka va'enyeka v'mishpata Yisu hari shalom al'am That he may judge thy people with righteousness. Yadin amecha v'tzedeka And thy poor with justice. Va'enyeka v'mishpata May the mountains be a peace to the people. Yisu hari shalom la'am. Once judgment is rendered, at once the mountains will bring peace, shalom, to the people. Shalom la'am. Justice, peace to the people. But it is possible, is it? Possible for mountains to bring peace? Yes, for there is contention in the world when crops are scanty. Why? Because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, his neighbor's vineyard, and is met with, What dost thou in my vineyard? What doest thou in my vineyard? And thus they contend, one with the other. But when crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another, and there's shalom, there's peace in the world. As is said even in Zechariah chapter 3, verse 10, In that day, saith Yahuwah Tzevaot, Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Hear Midrash comment, because when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard, his neighbor's vineyard, hear Midrash note, the mountains were terraced. The mountains were terraced for vineyards. The mountains were terraced for vineyards. So, when a man goes into his neighbor's vineyard as met with, What doest thou in my vineyard? And thus they contend one with the other. But when crops are plentiful in the world, people look kindly on one another. And there's shalom. There's peace in the world, as is said. Bayom hahu num yawaz vaota tikau isha le'ra'ayhu illa tahata gesen illa tahata ten. In that day, Bayom hahu saith Jehovah of hosts. Noom, Yahweh Tzevaot, the oracle, Noom, Yahweh Tzevaot, the oracle of he who be, who he be, of hosts of armies. Tikru ish le'ra'ehu, shall y'all call every man his neighbor. Tikru ish le'ra'ehu. Under the vine, illa tahata gefen, and under the fig tree, with illa tahata teena. Bayom hahu anumi yoa צבאות, תקראו אישה לרעהו, אלא תחת גפנה ואלא תחת תתנה. In that day, saith Jehovah of hosts of armies, shall y'all call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. Shall y'all call, tikra'u, ish lira'ayhu, man of his neighbor, man for his neighbor, every man his neighbor, under the vine, ilatachat gafen, and under the fig tree, we ilatachata teena. You will invite one another to come and sit under the vine and sit under the fig tree. This here, 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 a word picture of the ideal days of shalom, the ideal days of peace, under the vine and under the fig tree. Ila tachat gefen with ila tachata teena. Under the vine, under the fig tree, under Miss Nancy.
Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountains shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and men shall be blessed in him. All nations shall call him blessed, blessed, blessed.
Kol goyim ye'asheruhu.
Blessed be the Lord God, the God of Israel, God of Israel, God of Israel.
Baruch Adonai Elohim Elohei Yisrael,
who only doeth wondrous thing, wondrous thing, wondrous thing.
Ose niflaot levado, levado, levado.
And blessed be his glorious name forever, forever, forever.
וברוך שם כבודו לעולם, 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 לעולם.
And let the whole earth be filled with his glory, with his glory, with his glory, with his glory.
וימלא כבודו את כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל הארץ, כל
הארץ, כל הארץ. Amen, 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 amen,
amen, amen, amen, amen, amen, amen. קלו תפילות David ben Yishai.
The prayers of David the son of Jesse are ending, 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 are ending,
In Ethiopian life, the imperial ruler is likened in splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. Splendor to the sun. An exalted power to the lion. To the lion. To the lion. To the lion. In his divine being to the kings of Israel. Divine being to the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. To the kings of Israel. And at times, to God. And at times, to God. And at times, to God himself. Himself. Himself.
His foundation is in the wall of mountains. Jealous is the gates of Zion more than all the dwellings of Jacob. Glorious things have been spoken of the O city of God. I'll make mention to Rahab and Babylon to them that know I. With the old Philistine Tyria with Ethiopia, it shall be said that this man was born there. And the highest himself shall establish the earth. Jah Rastafari.
Kadamawi, Kadamawi.
The home place is
Rastafari.
Hear Midrash, a study on today's daily psalm, according to the royal order of Ethiopian Hebrews, and here after the order of Malachiah, Tzedek, Melchizedek, the righteous king, even the king of kings. Karmali, Karmali, Haile Selassie, this negates Ethiopia. Moa and Bessa, Zain negates Yehuda. So hear. Amidrash, Psalm dry, 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 Psalm dry. Elohim, Mishpatecha, Le'melektein, and thy righteousness with Tzidkateka to the king's son, Le'ben-Melek. These words, the opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit, Psalm 72, today's psalm, Psalm LXXII, Mizmor Ein Beit, Lishlom Elohim Mishpatecha, Le'melek Tein. A psalm of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim mishpateka le'melek tein, v'zikateka le'ben melek. Of Solomon, Lishlomo. Give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, Elohim, Mishpateka, Le'melektein, and thy righteousness with Tzidkateka to the king's son, Le'ben-Melek. These words, the opening words of today's psalm, Mizmor Ein Beit. These words are to be considered in the light of what Scripture says elsewhere. Say ye, say y'all of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Yeshayahu, Esaias, Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Say ye of the righteous that he is good, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru tzadik ki ov ki pri. Ma'alalehema yokelu. Say ye, say your imru of the righteous, tzaddik, that it shall be well with him. Ki tov, that he is good. Ki tov. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Imru tzaddik. Ki tov, ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Rav Yehuda, Judah, Halewi bar Shalom. Rav Judah, the Levite, bar Shalom. Taught, who is the only one that can be called the righteous? Who? who is the only one that can be called Ha-Tzadi, the righteous. Ha-Kadosh, Baruch Hu, the holy one, the sanctified, the set apart one, the Isla one. Blessed be he, Baruch Hu, of whom it is said, for the Lord is righteous, he loveth righteousness. Psalm 11, verse 7. Kia tzadiki yawa, idakota ahev, for Jehovah is righteous. Ki tzadik yawa, he loveth righteousness. Tzedakot ahev, ki tzadik yawa, tzedakot ahev. Accordingly, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, Ha'el Elohim, rewards us, rewards I am, with what is ours. If I and I have accumulated good works. But if we have not, Ha'el, the true good, the true God, bestows righteousness and mercy upon I and I, with what is his. Is there a righteous one greater than he? Hence, hear. Say y'all of the righteous that he is good. Imru, Tzadi, Ki Tov. Say y'all of the righteous. Imru, Tzadi, that he is good. Ki Tov. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say ye no more of the righteous than that he is good. In a different Targum interpretation, the verse is read, say y'all no more of the righteous than that he is good. Imru tzadik ki tov, Rav Ivo taught, you find it said of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of the Holy One, blessed be he, while he was creating his world, that after each day's walk, each day's work, God saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim Ki Tov, and Elohim saw that it was good. Vayar Elohim Ki Tov. But note that it was only after he came to the end of his walk and ceased that scripture says Elohim saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. Bereshit, Genesis chapter 1, verse 31. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asa dit. Nay, oh, me'od, and Elohim saw everything that he had made. Vayare Elohim et kol asher asah, and behold, with nay, it was very good. Oh, me'od, vayare Elohim et kol asher asah. With nay tov me'od. Rav Jose taught in the name of Rav Chanina, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, sought to send Moses to Mitzrayim, to Egypt, to Kemet, what did Moses ask? He asked, behold, when the children of Israel shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say to them? Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 13. Vayomer Moshe il ha'elohim, hine hanoki eva il b'nei Yisrael, v'amarti alahem elohe avotechem, shelachani elechem, with Amruli Mashmo Ma Omar Lehem. And Moses said to Ha Elohim, to the Elohim, Wayomer Moshe Il Ha Elohim, behold, when I come to the children of Israel, Hine Hanoki Ba El Bnei Yisrael, and shall say to them, with Amarti Lahem, the God of your fathers, Elohei Botekem, hath sent me to you, Shelachani Elekem, and they shall say to me, with Amru Li, what is his name? Ma Shemo. What shall I say to them? Ma Omar Elehem. Wayomer Moshe Illa Ha Elohim. Hine Anoki Ba El Bnei Yisrael. We Amarti Elahem. Elohe Votekem Shlachani Elehem. We Amruli. Ma Shemo. Ma Omar Elehem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, replied, knowest thou not my name? Come, I shall tell thee. I am that I am. And He said, thus thou shalt say to the children of Israel, I am hath sent me to you. Hear, Shemot, Exodus chapter 3, verse 14. Vayomer Elohim El Moshe Ehye Asher Ehye Vayomer Ko Tomara Livne Yisrael Ehye Shlachani Elekem. And Elohim said to Moses, to Moshe, Vayomer Elohim El Moshe, I am that I am, Ehye Asher Ehye. And He said, Wayomer, thus, like this, shalt thou say to the children of Israel, Koh Tomar Livne Yisrael, I am, Ehye, I am, hath sent me to you, Ehye, Shelachani Elekem. Wayomer Elohim, El Moshe, Ehye Asher Ehye, Wayomer, Ko Tomar Livne Yisrael, Ehye, Shelachani Elekem. You find, I am, Ehye, Ehye. You find, Ehye, I am, written three times. And this means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isla One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, is HaShalush HaKadosh Kedush Selassie, the Holy Trinity, is the Hebrew Trinity. He said, I created my world with compassion. I will guide it with compassion, and I will return to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, with compassion. As is said, I return to Jerusalem with compassion. Even here, Zechariah, chapter 1, verse 16. Lachen, ko hamar Yahuwah. Shavti li Yerushalayim b'rachmima beiti yibane baha numi Yahuwah tzvaota v'kave yinate al Yerushalayim. Therefore, thus saith Jehovah, He who be, who ye be, I return to Yerushalayim, to Jerusalem, with compassion. Lachain, Koh Hamar Yahuwah Shavti Li Yerushalayim B'Rachamim. My house shall be built in it. Beitia Yibane Baha, saith Jehovah of hosts, he who be, we be of armies. Noom Yahuwah Tzvaot, the oracle of he who be, we be of armies. Noom Yahuwah Tzvaot, and a line shall be stretched over Jerusalem. Wikaweh Yinateh Al Yerushalayim Lakain Kohamariyawa Shaptiya Li Yerushalayim Birachmi Beitiya Yibane Baha Numi Yahuwah Tzvaota Wikaweh Yinateh Al Yerushalayim. After Moshe went and spoke to the B'nai Yisrael, to the sons, to the children, to the Israelites, they said to him, what are we obliged to say of the Holy One of the universe? What are I and I obliged? What are we obliged to say of Tzadik Hayikum, of the Righteous One? Hatzadik, Tzadik Hayikum, the Righteous One of the universe. That he is good. Keep, oh, that he is good. Hence, here, say ye, say y'all of the righteous, that he is good. Imru Tzadik, keep, oh. And Dawid and David also said, oh, give thanks to Jehovah, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. And Dawid also said, hallelujah, hodu la Yahuwah, ki tov, ki le'olam chasido. Hear, Mizmor Kof Wow Kof Vav, Psalm 106, 106, 106 Psalm, first verse. Hallelujah, praise ye Yah. Hallelujah, praise ye Jah. Hodu la Yahuwah, oh, give thanks to he who be, who ye be. Ki tov, for he is good. Ki le'olam chasido, for his mercy endureth forever. For forever his mercy, his loving kindness. Ki le'olam chasido. Another comment on, for they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Yeshayahu, Isaiah, Isaiah chapter 3, verse 10. For they shall eat the fruit of their doings. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. For they shall eat the fruit. For the fruit of their doings they shall eat. Ki fri ma'alehem yokelu. Scripture does not say they shall eat the fruit of his doings, but it says the fruit of their doings. Ki fri ma'alehem, fruit of their doings. Hence, the verse refers to the righteous, to Hatzadik, Tzadikim, to the righteous ones who leave the fruit of their doings to their sons. As Dawid, as David, left the fruit of his doings. For it is said, Dawid, David bestowed justice and righteousness upon all his people. 2 Shemuel, 2 Samuel, chapter 8, verse 15. Vayimlok David, al kol Yisrael. Vayehi David, osei mishpat ha'ut daka, lekol ha'amo. And David and David reigned over all Israel. Vayimlok David, al kol Yisrael. And David executed justice and righteousness. Vayehi David, osei mishpat ha'ut daka, to all his people, lekol amo. In this same connection, David said of Solomon of Shlomo, give the king thy judgments, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son, Lishlomo. Elohim, mishapateka, litmelektein, witzigateka, litven melek. He did not say, give the king my judgment, but thy judgment. Mishapateka, but the I judgment. As if to say, Ribon, shelaha olamim, master of the universe, endow the king's son with thy power in rendering of judgments, even as thou, the I, art able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. So may Shlomo, Solomon, so may Solomon be able to render judgment without witnesses and without warning. Here, Midrash comment, the commentator uses warning in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of the liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law. So the commentator here uses warning in a technical sense. It is the notice served upon a person of liability he will incur if he commits a breach of biblical law, of HaTorah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be he, replied, and so he shall. Hence, here scripture says, Solomon, Shlomo, Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord. 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 23. Solomon sat on the throne of Jehovah, on the throne of He who be, who He be, on the throne of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Baruch Hashem. Vayashev Shlomo al kisei Yehovah limeleka tachata David avio vayayatzalach vayayishmu alayo kol Yisrael. Here, 1 Chronicles chapter 29 verse 23. Then Solomon sat on the throne of the Lord, on the throne of Yahweh Jehovah, as king instead of David his father, and prospered, and all Israel obeyed him. Vayesheba Shlomo al kisei Yehovah, and Solomon sat on the throne of He who be, who He be. Vayesheb Shlomo al kisei Yehovah le meleka tachata David avio vayatzlach vayishmu alayo kol Israel. Is it possible that flesh and blood could sit on the throne of Jehovah al kisei Yehovah? Is it not written, according to Daniel chapter 7 verse 9, his throne was fiery flames, and the wheels thereof burning fire? Karisiyeh shevivina di nur Gala Gillohi, Nor Dalek, he and Daniel, he in Aramaic, his throne was fiery flame, Kadasiye, Shibibina Di Nor. His throne was fiery flames. Karsiye Shivin Di Nur. And the wheels. Galagilohi. And the wheels. Nur Dalek. Be of burning fire. What then do the words Solomon, Shlomo, sat on the throne of Yahweh, on the throne of Jehovah mean? Why Yesheba Shlomo al Kisei Yahuwah? They mean that like his maker, Shlomo, Solomon was able to render judgments without witnesses and without warning. This was true of him at the trial of the harlots, for it is said, then there came two women that were harlots to the king and stood before him, even in 1 Kings chapter 3 verse 16. Az tavona shitaim nashima zonot illa hamelek vata imodna lifanayo. Then came there two women, harlots, to the king and stood before him. Az tavona Shitaim Nashi Zonot Il Hamelek Wata Imodna Lifanayo. Rab said that the two were evil spirits who simulated woman, but Samuel held that the two were really Zonot, were really harlots, whores. Rav Benjamin maintained, in the name of Rav Yehuda, Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue and who came before Shlomo, Solomon for judgment. And here, Midrash note on what Rav Benjamin maintained, the name of Rav Yehuda Judah, that the two were sisters-in-law whose husbands had died without issue. Without issue. They were harlots, zonot, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of Yibum is Levirate marriage. Here referred to Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10. Here on Levirate marriage or Yibum, here the Midrash commentary note expanded. They were called Zonot, harlots, because they both wanted to escape the obligation of the Yibum, or Levirate marriage, found in Devarim, Deuteronomy chapter 25, verses 5 to 10, that reads, if brethren dwell together, and one of them die, and have no child, the wife of the dead shall not be married abroad to one not of his kin. Her husband's brother shall go in to her and take her to him to wife and perform the duty of a husband's brother to her. And it shall be that the firstborn that she beareth shall succeed in the name of his brother that is dead, that his name be not blotted out of Israel, And if the man like not to take his brother's wife, then his brother's wife shall go up to the gate to the elders and say, my husband's brother refuseth to raise up to his brother a name in Israel, a name in Israel. He will not perform the duty of a husband's brother to me. Then the elders of his city shall call him and speak to him. And if he stand and say, I like not to take her, then shall his brother's wife draw nigh near to him in the presence of the elders, and loose his shoe from off his foot, and spit in his face. And she shall answer and say, so shall it be done to the man that doth not build up his brother's house. And his name shall be called in Israel, in Israel, the house of him that had his shoe loosed. Therefore, hear concerning the two women that are called harlots. The explanation may be that one of them wanted to appropriate the other's child so as to escape the obligation of Levirate marriage or the obligation of Yibum, or that both were childless and the child produced in court really belonged to neither one of them. And the one woman said, oh my Lord. Then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. Hear, hear, hear. 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 17 and verse 23. Vatomer ha'isha ha'achat, bi adoni ani, v'ha'isha hazota yoshvota, v'vayita echada, v'eleka imaha babayit. And the one woman said, oh, my Lord, be Adoni Ani. Oh, my Lord, Adoni, I am this woman dwell in one house, and I was delivered of a child with her in the house. Watomer Haisha Ha Achat, be Adoni Ani with Haisha Hazota Yoshbota Bayita Echad Wa Eleka Imahaba Bayit. Then said the king, the one saith, this my son that liveth, and thy son the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son the dead, and my son the living. Vayomer hamelech, zota omreta, ze bini ha-chaya, uvnech hameit, ve zota omreta, lo kia bnech hameita, ua vini he-chay. Rav Shimon Simon taught, a judge must repeat the pleas of the litigants in the presence of both of them. For scripture tells us, then said the king, the one saith, this is my son that liveth, and thy son is the dead. And the other saith, nay, nah, but thy son is the dead, and my son is the living. Vayomer hamelech, zot omret, zebeni hachaya uvanaik hameita, we zot omret, lo kia benaik hameita, uveni hachaya. When the king Hamelech Then the goose heard these pleas. He said at once, divide the living child in two. Even here in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 25. Vayomer Hamelech Gizru Eta Hayeled Hachaya Lishanayim Utnu Eta Hachitia Le Achata Ve Eta Hachiti Le Achat. And the king said, divide the living child in two, and give half to the one and half to the other. Wayomer Hamelech, Gizru et hayeled, hachaya lishnayi, utnu et hachitzi le achat, ve et hachitzi le achat. And then his wit spilling over, he said, Hakadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, foresaw that this case would come before me, before I. Therefore, He made mankind, humanity, with two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, two hands, and two feet. Divide the living child in two, Solomon said. Gizru et hayeleda hachaya lishnayi. Rav Yehuda bar Rav Eli said, if I had been there, I would have put a rope around Shlomo's neck. For one child dead was apparently not enough for him. No, he had to command that the second be divided in two. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy. Ecclesiastes, Ohelet, the preacher, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 16. When the king's counselors saw what he was about, they began to say, woe to thee, O land, when thy king is a boy. When thy king is a boy. Ilach eret shemalekek na'ar. Woe to thee, Ilach, O land, eret, when thy king shemalekek is a boy, na'ar is a youth. Ilak eretz shemalekek na'ar. But no thing came of his command. For he went on to say, even here, 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27, Shlomo went on to say, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. Give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. Vayana Hamelecha Vayomer Tnu Laha Etahayaluda Hachai Hamet Loa Timi Mituhu. Then the king answered and said, Wayana Hamelecha Wayomer, give her the living child. Give her the living child. Tenu Laha Etaha Yalud Hachai. And in no wise slay it. And in no wise, in no way slay it. We hamate lo te mituhu, for she is the mother. He imo. Wayan hameleka wayomer tenu laha eta hayaluda hachai with Hamate Law, Timmy Tohu, he imo. Thereupon, a call bat, a heavenly voice, a heavenly vocal came forth, the call bat, and said, she is the mother thereof. He, imo, he, she, imo, his mother. He, imo. And here on the call of Shememi, on the call bat, on the heavenly voice. Midrash note, literally, the heavenly voice, the call bat, call bat, call bat, the daughter of a voice. The call by the heavenly voice came forth and said, he shim he imo, his mother, she is the mother, he imo. When the counselors saw the outcome, they exclaimed, happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles. Kohelet, Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 17. Ashrek Eretz Shemalekek Ben Chori. Happy art thou, O land. Ashrek Eretz, when thy king Shemalekek is the son of nobles, Ben Chori. Happy art thou, O land, when thy king is a free man, is a son of nobles, is a free man. Ashrek Eretz Shemalekek Ben Chori. And here on Ben Chori, son of free man, a free man, Ben Chorin, or son of nobles, Chorin, Ben Chorin, one who is able to act on his own judgment and is not the pawn of his counsel. In the AV, the authorized version and revised version, it reads, the son of nobles, the son of nobles. However, in translation, that does not give the right contrast to the na'ar, the boy, mentioned in verse 16. Yet, after the kolbat, the heavenly voice came forth, stating that she is the mother, he, imo, the counselors saw the outcome, and they exclaimed, Ashrek Eretz Shemalekek Ben Nachori. Happy art thou, O land, when thy king is the son of nobles, is a free man. Hence, here it is said, give the king thy judgment, O Elohim, and thy righteousness to the king's son. Elohim mishapateka le melektin witzikateka le ben melek. Rav Eliezer taught, Eliezer taught, HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed himself in three courts of justice. HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be He, showed himself in three courts of justice. In the court of Shem, son of Noah, in the court of Shemuel, Samuel the Ramathite, and in the court of Shlomo, in the court of Solomon, in the court of Solomon. With regard to Ha'el, Ha'elohim, the true good, the true God, the Almighty, showing himself in the court of Shem, it is said, and Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child. because of me, because of I. Bereishit, Genesis, chapter 38, verse 26. And here, Midrash, note on court of Shem. Shem was one of the seven whose terms of life, it is said, overlap one another, so that they form a chain extending from the creation of the world until the end of time. The seven are Adam, Methuselah, Noah, Shem, Jacob, Amram, Ahijah, and Elijah. The last of them continues to live, speaking of Eliyahu, alias Elijah. Vayakir Yehuda, Vayomer Tzadka Mimeni, Ki Alkena Lo Ne Tatiha Le Shelaha Viniya Lo Yasafo Oda Le Daetaha. And Judah acknowledged them. Vayakir Yehuda, and said, Vayomer Tzadkah Mimeni, Tzadkah Mimeni, she is more righteous than me, she is more righteous than I, Tzadkah Mimeni, Ki Alke Lo Ne Tati Ha Le Shela Habini, for as much as I gave her not to Shela, my son. With lo yasaf od le daetaha, and he knew her again no more. So, how did Judah know? And Judah acknowledged them and said, she speaks the truth. She is with child because of me, because of I. Vayakir Yehuda, Vayomer Tzadkah Mimeni, Tzadkah Mimeni, she is more righteous than I, she speaks the truth. How did Judah know? If he had gone into her, another man might have gone into her, but it was a kolbat, a heavenly voice that came forth and said, mimeni, 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 because of me, because of I. That is, it was my will that these deeds be kept secret. And here, Midrash note following the reading of the Aruch. Because of me went forth the secret thing. Because of me went forth the secret thing. With regard to Ha'el, Ha'el, true good, true God, showing himself in the court of Shemuel, of Samuel, in the part of scripture where it says, and he said, the Lord is a witness, even in 1 Shemuel, 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse 5, the part of the scripture where, and he said, the Lord is a witness, occurs. Does not the context require that it be written, and they said? Vayomer Elehem Aida Yahuwah Bakem Ve Aida Me Shihoa Hayoma Haze Ki Loa Mez Atem De Yadia Neuma Vayomer Aida. And he said to them, Vayomer Elehem, Jehovah, he who be who he be, is witness against you. Aida Yahuwah Bakem, and his anointed is witness this day. With Aida Meshichoa Hayom Hazeh, that ye, that y'all have not found aught, anything, aught in my hand. Ki lo misatem biyadi. Me uma. And they said, he is witness. Wayomer aid. And the words, and he said, Wayomer. And the words, Wayomer, and he said, imply, however, that it was a heavenly voice. It was a heavenly voice. Shememi, Kol Shememi, the Kolbat, that came forth and said, I am a witness for Shemuel. I am a witness for Samuel. And with regards to Ha'el, the true God, Ha'el Elohim, showing himself in the court of Shlomo, of Solomon, it is said, give her the living child, and in no wise slay it. She is the mother thereof, even in 1 Kings chapter 3, verse 27. Tenu laha eta hayaluda hachaya with hamet lo timituhu hi imo. How did Shlomo know? How did Solomon know? Perhaps the woman had spoken craftily so that Shlomo, Solomon, would award the child to her. But it was the Kolbat. It was the daughter of a voice. It was the Shemei Mi, Kol Shemei Mi, the heavenly voice that came forward and said, he, Yimmo, she, he is the mother thereof. He, Yimmo, she is the mother thereof. He, Yimmo.
Psalm 72. Give the king thy judgments, O God, and thy righteousness unto the king's son. He shall judge thy people with righteousness, and thy poor with judgment. The mountain shall bring peace to the people, and the little hills by righteousness. He shall judge the poor of the people. He shall save the children of the needy, and shall break in pieces the oppressor. They shall fear thee as long as the sun and moon endure throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. In his days shall the righteous flourish, and abundance of peace, so long as the moon endureth. He shall have dominion also from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth. They that dwell in the wilderness shall bow before him, and his enemies shall lick the dust. The kings of Tarshish and of the isles shall bring presents. The kings of Sheba and Seba shall offer gifts. Yea, all kings shall fall down before him. All nations shall serve him. For he shall deliver the needy when he crieth, the poor also, and him that hath no helper. He shall spare the poor and needy, and shall save the souls of the needy. He shall redeem their soul from deceit and violence, and precious shall their blood be in his sight. And he shall live, and to him shall be given of the gold of Sheba. Prayer also shall be made for him continually, and daily shall he be praised. There shall be an handful of corn in the earth upon the top of the mountains. The fruit thereof shall shake like Lebanon, and they of the city shall flourish like grass of the earth. His name shall endure forever. His name shall be continued as long as the sun, and